The big question in business, is inflation on the rise?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The government said today producer prices rose more than 3.5% over the last 12 months, which is about what analysts had expected. Now, if you take out prices for food and energy, wholesale prices in this country rose at the fastest clip in more than 2 years last month. David Weiss is chief economist at S&P. He's with us live from New York to talk about it. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Tell us what this data is saying. Is inflation starting to rear its head?
Well, we're seeing a little bit of inflation out there. Most of it so far is in energy, which obviously doesn't have much to do with us. That has more to do with demand growth in China. But excluding food and energy, 0.5% for the month, heavily in the import categories, reflecting in part a weak dollar.
The import as in like all kinds of things coming in from other countries.
Yeah, especially areas like men's apparel, toys, footwear, you know, the stuff we buy from overseas.
Let's break it down a little bit and talk about what areas we should be most concerned about as far as rising prices go.
Obviously, energy is the big item. 1.8% in the month, up, you know, very sharply from where we were a year ago, 9%. And you're seeing that at the gas pump, obviously. I think everybody knows about that one. We're seeing some big increases this month in areas like alcoholic beverages, which may reflect beginning of year tax hikes at the state level. Surprisingly, food was less of a problem.
Food prices, okay. Really?
That slowed down a bit, in part because we had some big increase in December, November, which dropped off a bit in January.
All right. David Weiss joining us from S&P in New York. David, thank you.
Thank you.
We also got word from home builders today. They started work on more homes in January. That pushed construction up by the biggest number in more than a year and a half. The French pharmaceutical giant Sanofi Aventis will pay $20 billion for Genzyme. That's an American biotech firm based in Massachusetts. It's a deal a long time in the making. Marketplace's Eve Troeh reports.
Most people in the U.S. probably haven't heard of Sanofi Aventis. It's the biggest drug maker in France, and it spent 9 months wooing Genzyme, a biotech startup. Sanofi has been on something of a buying spree lately, according to Standard & Poor's analyst Jacob Thrain. It's specifically been hunting for opportunities in biotech and in markets where it hasn't had much of a presence, like here.
Buying Genzyme is killing two birds with one stone. It gets a foothold in the U.S. market, and it gets a foothold on biologics.
Biotech firms make drugs based on genetic material. Those are harder to copy than traditional chemical formulas, Thrain says. And that's important because big drug companies have seen serious competition from generic drugs that reproduce their products.
The big pharma companies like Sanofi, the Pfizer, the Merck, and so forth, they are seeing massive erosion of their revenue streams.
He says lots of patents on so-called blockbuster drugs are set to expire in the next few years, so big pharma's interest in biotech will only grow. I'm Eve Troeh for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Yeah, markets are higher around the world right now. It's official. Borders Books and Music filed for bankruptcy protection today. It says it's going to close some stores, about 200 of them, over the next few weeks. Comcast said today profits rose slightly in its last quarter, helped by rising advertising sales. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 41 points to close at 12,226.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies.
Well, Fashion Week is in full swing in New York. Some big trends, relaxed cuts, and lots of texture. And fabrics usually reserved for an evening out on the town, say silk and fur and the like, are making more appearances during the day. But everyday cotton is now becoming something of a luxury, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
At the Cynthia Rowley Fashion Show, models glide along a glowing gold runway in patent leather jackets, slouchy silk jumpsuits, tattered velvet skirts, and, that old mainstay, cotton. Backstage, designer Rowley says the rising price of cotton has changed its status.
Now there are fabrics that maybe we took for granted that can be more like a luxury fabric.
Wholesale cotton prices jumped more than 90% last year. Drought, conflict in the Middle East, increased demand from China and India, and market speculation all played a role. And prices don't look like they'll be coming down anytime soon. So designers and retailers are scrambling to come up with new fabrics for spring and summer, says Candace Corlett with WSL Strategic Retail.
Retailers are very much caught in the middle because they are now being squeezed between the higher prices to buy the goods and a shopper who has learned to walk away if the prices are too high.
Designers like Isaac Mizrahi and Derek Lamb are using more blends and alternative fabrics like polyester and rayon. They're also turning to more eco-friendly fabrics, says Milton Pedraza with the Luxury Institute.
The meteoric rise of cotton has precipitated yet another trend, which is to use new products such as bamboo or to use recycled fabrics.
H&M's forthcoming Conscious collection uses recycled polyester and cellulose fabric as well as organic cotton. Speedo recently created a line of dresses from recycled swimsuits.
You know, it's been cotton for a long time, but what's coming next? I mean, this is an opportunity for creative marketers.
Candace Corlett's prediction for the next big fabric?
I think that there'll be a lot of adjectives preceding the word cotton.
Wrinkle-free cotton, seaweed cotton, polyester cotton, recycled cotton. Corlett says cotton won't disappear from our wardrobes, but the pure stuff will probably be more common on the runways than it will on the discount racks. She predicts cotton will be less the fabric of our lives and more the fabric of the good life. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And finally, next week, Australian farmers will be the latest to deposit seeds in a vault near the North Pole, just in case there's a food emergency down the road. The concrete bunker, built by Norwegians, is a former mine turned secure storage freezer. The vault is elevated to avoid rising water. It's buried deep in permafrost, so the seeds will always stay preserved and frozen. And guarding against human malfeasance? Polar bears. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. On Twitter at Radio Chio, this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
When you picture Russia, pharmaceuticals probably aren't the first thing that comes to mind. So why are so many big drug companies building factories in Russian cities?
If you construct your factory in Russia, you will have better conditions for your business activity in this country.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Big Pharma comes to Mother Russia next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.